Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dixie Davis. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dixie Davis. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Wynn. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards second. McManus scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McManus scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Severide and he is safe. Sewell steals second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood takes first base on ball four. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Severide to Gerber covering second. The throw back to home, and Sewell is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans misplays the ball. That's an error on Wamsgans. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. Foster moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wynn scores. It's 2-1, Browns. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Wamsgans moves to second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Connolly reaches third base with a triple. Wamsgans scores. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Severide for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Foster reaches second base with a double. Tobin goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Connolly. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Connolly throws the ball into Wamsgans, who relays the ball to Gardner, who tags Sisler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Foster scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. George Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Neill moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson bunts for a single. O'Neill moves to third. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foster bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a line drive towards short. Gerber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Neill for a passed ball. McManus moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Williams moves to second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Williams scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Dixie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for George Wynn. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Evans pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tobin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Foster bunts in front of the plate. O'Neill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 6-3, Browns. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Sewell scores. McInnes moves to third. O'Neill moves to second. It's 6-4, Browns. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for James Edwards. Luke Sewell pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McInnes scores. Sewell scores. Two runs are unearned. It's Browns, 6, Indians, 6. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wamsgans bunts towards the mound. Van Gilder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jameson moves to second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Connolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jacobson. Connolly reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Wamsgans moves to third. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.